Chapter 12, A Light in the Dark. Comprehension. Read this report. In a survey carried out in the USA, the disability that people most dreaded was being blind. The thought of living in a permanently dark world frightens many seeing people. However, there are fewer reasons now than ever before to be scared of blindness. New technology is combining with old techniques to make the lives of blind people as easy and normal as possible. One of the earliest techniques to help blind people was the invention of Braille. It was invented in 1824 by a 15-year-old French boy called Louis Braille, who had been blind for most of his life. Louis heard about a simple system of writing which was used by soldiers when they were working at night and couldn't see properly. Louis thought the system could be used by the blind, so he developed it into a complete written language. Braille is made up of a series of raised dots, which represent letters, numbers, and punctuation marks. A blind person can read it by running their fingers along the paper, feeling the sequence of the dots. Braille is now used by blind people the world over. Another innovation which has helped blind people is the training of guide dogs. Fitted with a special U-shaped harness, a guide dog is specially trained to help its blind owner walk around the busiest towns and cities. The dog knows it must avoid dangers like traffic or obstacles in their path. The first guide dogs were trained in Germany after World War I to help soldiers who had been blinded in the war. Then, in 1929, Dorothy Eustace, an American woman who had seen the dogs in Germany, suggested training dogs to help the blind in America. The schools that Dorothy Eustace started in the 1920s and 30s are still open today, and the dogs they train are helping blind people to be truly independent. And now, computer technology is making blind people's lives easier inside the home. Through modern developments like the Internet and CD-ROM, vast quantities of information are available for seeing people. Now, special printers can print this information in Braille. Also, new computers have voice skills and can speak. They can read documents and even entire books aloud. So blind people can have access to the same information as people who can see.